But now, with what she has been reading, we welcome Anahira Gildea in the Wellington studio. Good morning, Anahira.
Kia ora.
And today's book review, Firefront, First Nations Poetry and Power by Alison Whittaker. Thank you, Anahira.
Oh, tēnā rā tātou katoa. Kia koutou, ngā taringa e whakarongo mai ana I te atanei. I te tīmatanga, tēnei te tupo o te mahunga ki a mana whenua, arā ko te atiawa, ko Taranaki Whānui, and ki a koe Catherine, ko pōwhiri mai nei, I te ata. Ki ngā kaituhi tuhi I roto I tēnei pukapuka no te whenua moi moi a, e mihi ana. So this book, this is an incredible book, actually, aside from the fact that it's really, really beautiful to look at and very easy to spot in the bookshop, given that it's red. It is a book edited by Alison Whittaker, published by the University of Queensland Press this year, and it has 53 poets in it who have previously already been published. So it's a collection that spans an incredible amount of time and is accompanied by five essays written by Indigenous thinkers from Australia, from Te Whenua Moi Moia, who are scholars who bring their incredible thinking and acumen to bear on the work. And they are Bruce Pascoe, Ali Cobby Eckerman, Chelsea Bond, Evelyn Araluen, and Stephen Oliver. The amazing, like one of the amazing things about this book and one of the sort of innovative things is that it's divided into five sections that all have a kind of relationship with the word fire. And each of those sections is headed up with an essay that really digs into some of the deepest questions for Indigenous literature, I think, that we have going on not only in Australia but in the world. So the five sections are about poets, the ways in which the poets in this book work out their relationships to ancestors from within the colonial context in which they live. They are poets writing about resisting settler imposition, ways of speaking to each other and speaking back, and ways to account for loss and repair, and a whole section on sort of new shoots of poetry and new ways in which poetry is emerging. So it's an incredible collection. It's a continuum. It's on a whakapapa. It's in that sort of whakapapa of Indigenous literature that started way back when oral literature is the thing that was known most before it came into this print form. And it's not stopped. So it's got a really deep intergenerational relationship, and there's a lot of lessons in here for us as Māori and Indigenous poets across the world and in New Zealand.
It sounds sweeping in its ambition and scope, and it sounds from just listening to you like it has delivered. Mm. Is it worth endeavouring to select perhaps one or two of the poets within the themes and just taking us a little deeper? Is that possible?
Mm. Yeah, sure. So, well, actually, one of the really fascinating and beautiful things, maybe a beautiful moment I can share with you, is without giving away too much, because I don't want to give away too much of the poetry. And it is something I have been absolutely taken with it. But one of the really significant moments in this book is a poem written by Ujiru Nunakul, who is otherwise known as Kath Walker, is one of the, really well-known activists in Australia. And she has written a poem, she wrote a poem a long time ago, called Son of Mine, to her son Dennis. And then speaking back to that, on the opposite page is a poem by Dennis's granddaughter, so her great-granddaughter, Elizabeth Walker, called Grandfather of Mine. And perhaps if we've got time, I'll just read you the two very first verses of each of those poems to kind of entice you to come and have a little sneak.
Please.
So, son of mine, to Dennis. My son, your troubled eyes search mine, puzzled and hurt by colour line, your black skin soft as velvet shine. What can I tell you, son of mine? And then in the response poem, the poem's obviously longer than that, the response poem, Grandfather of Mine, for Papa Dennis. Papa, your weary eyes meet mine, worn and tired of hatred blind, exhausted from fighting for so much time, what can I tell you, Grandfather of Mine? Just for me, everything in this book is relational. It's contextual. It's about the ways in which these poets are talking to each other. It's a book of poetry that is not only for Indigenous readers, but it's deeply speaking and encouraging Indigenous writers to continue to create poetry.
Anahira, are we looking at a full sweep of genre within the Indigenous writing realm? Are we looking at really contemporary forms, really traditional forms?
We really are. We really are. We're looking across every kind of form that you could think of. And in a way, that's an unusual thing to do, to collect a book. You know, often a book is collected or a collection of poetry is curated in a way that speaks to a particular theme. And rather than doing that, this has been sort of collaboratively curated in a sense, alongside those essayists, those deep thinkers, to speak to the breadth, just the pure breadth of Indigenous Australian poetry, whether it be sort of rap, really traditional form, contemporary poetry, spoken, it's written in language, so there's poetry in here in Indigenous language, you know, poetry that speaks to political resistance and poetry that's really got cautionary elements in it, I think, for writers of today. And one in particular that I'd just like to mention is, of course, by Lionel Fogarty, who's very, very well known as a poet in Australia. And his poem, he's got this poem in there called Caused Us to Be a Collaborator, which totally and utterly stopped me in my tracks, alongside Sam Watson's poem, which was speaks directly to this as well and has these fabulous lines in it. I have hunted for trophies of my own and fallen into the snares of what the invader prides most of all, and that is the ability to turn blood against blood. So it's really speaking to the ways in which, even in this zeitgeist of Indigenous thinking and Indigenous poetry and writing, we're being asked to recast what equals authentic, and that's that can be a really problematic area.
Kia ora, Anahira. Thank you so much for the review. And ka kite anō.
Ai, a koe hoki.
Anahira Gilde has reviewed Firefront, First Nations Poetry and Power, which is edited by Alison Whittaker and is published by University of Queensland Press.